I'm delighted that our second speaker is Simon Thomas, who is the CEO of Paragraph, the company he founded in 2018, which has developed novel manufacturing techniques for graphene fabrication. And I must say, I have known Simon and Paragraph for a long time, because advanced materials was one of the original eight great technologies, and I have always been very impressed by the massive technical challenges that they have tackled and addressed at Paragraph. And Simon, as we know, including from his frequent public appearances, has fought his own battles on the scale-up challenge. And Simon, we very much look forward to your comments. Over to you.
That's great. Thank you, David. Yeah, you have seen a lot of what we've been through. It was great to get the invitation to have us to speak today, because I always love it when I get the slot where I can just moan about everything. I mean, brilliant. No, I'm going to preface what I'm about to say, because there are some challenges I'm going to talk about. I'm going to preface with it. The UK is a great place to be. I love being here. I think it's a fantastic, fertile ground for exactly what Amelia just said, the growth of innovation, the growth of new ideas, and the bringing of new technologies into the world. So the challenge that comes to us is how we then turn that into real value. So I know Amelia said that the Amadeus are an early stage funder, but actually they've stayed with us for the whole of our journey, which is fantastic. So that great support has pushed us on. Just before I talk about the challenges that we faced and give you a little bit of a flavor of what you actually have to go through in order to be able to build a business here, I just want to frame it in the type of business that Paragraph is. So Paragraph is a deep technology business. So we do a lot of research, generate a lot of IP. We're a hard technology business. We actually make stuff, we actually manufacture stuff. We're a materials technology. So a lot of fear over investing in materials technologies. And also we're a global business now. We have three sites globally and we're supported over in Asia. And this means we need specific things to grow. And if we don't have any one of these four things, then we're unable to grow successfully and efficiently. So really specialist skills, as Amelia just pointed out, talent, sustained capital. It takes longer with deep tech to get to a point where you can actually realize the value in a big way. Suitable infrastructure, which I'll come on to in a short while. And of course, a supportive freedom to operate. What that really means is the environment in which we live, do we have the ability to move forward? So I just wanted to put that up, because if I don't talk about problems that AI companies have, I apologize, this is our field that we work in. If I don't talk about problems that software companies have, this is where Paragraph has actually had the experience. So I could actually stand here all night and tell you about all the challenges that you go through in order to scale a company. It's a difficult job, but it's an exciting job to try and grow a company from the inception. What I thought I'd try and focus on is just the four critical challenges that I believe if we solve in the landscape in the UK, then everybody will benefit from it. And everybody will have a much greater chance of growing that scaled company and realizing that value at the end. To kind of get a little bit of your participation, not now, but afterwards, what you're going to see is these four areas. And I'm going to outline the challenge to you. I'm going to outline what's happened with Paragraph and how we think it could be a bit better. And then there's a statement at the end of each one. The statement comes from what we've learned in Paragraph as we've grown. And I'd like you to consider two things. Firstly, what does the output of that statement actually mean? And secondly, how can we're all learned people in this room, we've all been through journeys. How can we possibly suggest ideas to make that statement happen? Because if all four of these statements happen, then we're in utopia. So please think about it as we go through. So let's just do the easy one first, access to capital. In the UK, we are fantastic at funding early stage businesses, innovation, bringing it forward. VC funds like Amadeus have done a great job at bringing out the innovations from university and showing that they've got real value at that early stage. But as you can see, as we get towards later stage, the support drops off and it's getting worse. So we are not yet realizing that in order to get the main value out of a company, just as it starts to turn the corner of creating GDP, that we need to put more money in, hold that bet in order to get there. To give you an example from a Paragraph perspective, we've had to scale through a very capital-intensive roadmap. And every time I go out to fundraise, it has two impacts. The first one is I've got to spend a lot of time raising that capital and convincing people. But the second part of that is I'm not doing my job. So there's a double whammy here when we have to fundraise. And I'd like people, when we're thinking about funding, particularly in a scaling company, just how much time is taken out of the hands of the CEO, the guy that's supposed to, or the girl who's supposed to run that business and bring it through to success, is not actually in the room where that needs to happen. So really, when we've been out to the investment sphere, there's only one thing that matters to investors, and that is, what is the risk? What is the risk of them losing their capital? And the way we offset that is we show them that we're not a risky business to invest in. I'm sorry, scaling tech is a risky business to invest in. So the question is, what if we could lower the investment risk for private capital? For example, look at EIS rules. Look at different pools of capital that can come from the government. I know some of these are being tackled at the moment, but they're still open questions. Can we start using different monies that are invested in the UK ecosystem to fund scaling companies? Or just a few ideas. So, number one, access to capital is probably the largest challenge at the moment, considering the world we're in today as well. To follow up on what Amelia said as well, access to talent. The UK has got a lot of growing businesses in innovative tech spaces where they are not the world leader in growing the business, but they are the world leader in the technology. So we don't have the talent base. So how do we get that? My biggest challenge, Amelia's just brought up an example of an AI company that's hired a product director or product manager and not got the right strong character. I've hired three CCOs and still not got it right. And yet I've hired one of the most expensive recruitment firms to try and get that right, and it's still not happened. So talent is a real challenge for all scaling companies. We've got open job positions right now that we can't hire for 12 months open. And something else to think about, and this is probably something to go on one of the later slides, we've actually had visas turned down for skilled people, and particularly in a case that's happened recently, somebody we really wanted to hire that could train internally and grow our talent base has gone to a competitor in Germany because we couldn't get a visa. It's crazy. So we're actually handing an advantage to somewhere else. So what would happen if UK talent strategy was industry-led? And that's my true feeling. If we want to grow industry in the UK, there needs to be a big input into how do apprenticeships work? How do internships work? How do we get courses into university that focus on industry as opposed to just focusing on a subject? What do VTECs do? What do we do with qualifications to have on-the-job training in these industries? And there are many people sitting in this room who will have the same opinion. Well, if we could do this, then we'd have a great talent base. So think about that. What can we do about talent? Third thing is access to infrastructure. We have to admit this. I know this is a bit of a challenging statement. We are a service-based industry company, country. We have lots and lots of infrastructure for Amazon warehouses. We have no infrastructure for growing manufacturing businesses. I know this. Paragraph traveled the whole country to find our ideal site within the UK. Couldn't find a single site that could give us the power we needed. Incredible. Yet I can go down to Peterborough right now and talk to a landlord and say, can we have this warehouse? They'll say yes, as long as Amazon turns it down first. Crazy. So what if manufacturing sites were as easy to build as service-based infrastructure? What do I mean by that? Planning permission gets in the way. We had a builder wanting to build a custom site for us, and they said, in 3 years' time, we'll have it done for you. In 3 years' time, we won't be here. So getting the rules changed, getting the regulations changed, and having those ideas as to how we can provide infrastructure is absolutely critical. I mean, David was a key component in the catapults. I really feel that the catapults haven't moved on enough since they were incepted, but that's just my opinion. And the fourth thing, so the fourth major challenge for me, and this is becoming more and more prominent for Paragraph over the last few years, is policy in the UK. We're in the semiconductor industry. I don't need to go into the background of what happened with the semiconductor strategy. You know, it went on for way too long, and still we have lack of clarity in it. So understanding policies actually for Paragraph is now costly. understanding what the NSI Act means in terms of where we can deal in different countries, understanding what the trade regulations are for graphene, for example, and understanding where we can trade and where we can't trade because of the type of goods that we make is really time consuming and really costly, especially when our focus should be on growing our commercial base, not wondering how we can get our product into a country. So how can we address this? Well, what if industry led the strategy for cross-party agreement? I know this is something that you just brought up, but this really is key. We need to go across administrations. We need to forget about how we want to run the company, country as different parties, but how we actually want to run it together as an underlying bed, if you like, an underlying foundation as to how industry is going to move forward. If we don't do that, we'll be asking the same question time and time again for the next few years. So they're the four challenges, but actually there's one more important thing that comes out of this. Those challenges are not independent. The way in which we set policy determines how we can get talent into the country. The way in which we've got talent determines whether we can build the infrastructure. And the way that we have all of those three things determines whether we can get capital. If we want inbound investment into this country to raise the amount of capital that we have to grow a business, then let's have the government make it clear to the rest of the world that we want business in this country. How do we do that? We build the infrastructure and say, you can have your factory here. How do we do that? We educate people and say, yeah, you can get all the people you need from here. So they're not mutually exclusive. And if you plug them all together, I truly do believe that the UK can be absolutely fantastic in not just manufacturing, but in deep tech exploitation, because it's the exploitation point that delivers the real value of those ideas that happened 5-10 years ago in university. So hopefully you've got some ideas to ask the panel later about those four points that I've just raised. Really come up with some really hard questions, please, just not aimed at me. Thank you.